Give me that phone. Devon Gibbons on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, 101, Saturday afternoon, as we broadcast in the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. Devon Gibbons, Dylan McKinnon producing. Dylan over there bouncing in his chair from this return music. That's what we want you to do out there as we get ready for our Memorial Day weekend. It's already kickstarted. 610-632-0975. Everyone be safe out there. Have a nice time with your family and friends, and keep it, you know, keep it small, so we can get through all of this stuff and have our real get-togethers. And, of course, we want to thank all of our, you know, everyone. When it comes to Memorial Day, we all celebrate, but let's make sure we thank the people that make this happen for us to even be in this place to, you know, celebrate Memorial Day weekend the way that we do. So we always send our thanks to them. But we wanted to share with the latest is on what we're getting here from, I mean, everyone at this point. So first it was Shams Charania talking about an NBA survey that GMs had, all 30 teams, all 30 GMs, in a survey that they had on several formats to restart the season. All right, I know people are like tired. I know Pat Eden can't stand this when all these updates come up. I heard Mike talk about it yesterday before we jumped right behind Mike. And Mike is like, you know what? I'm just tired. I don't want to hear all the updates. I want to know what date are we planning on coming back. So Shams give us all of this stuff. 16 teams directly to playoffs, playoff plus, play-in or group stage, right? All 30 teams or all 30 teams with a play-in tournament. All of these different things that you have and that you could possibly jump into and get involved with the team when they come back. Because is there a right answer? We don't know. We have no idea. We have no idea because, number one, it's about the health. Number two, it's about the accessibility to whatever they're doing at the Wild World of Sports and Disney and all that. So let me jump right to Ramona Shelburne of ESPN. And what she tweeted out 30 minutes ago, the NBA has entered into exploratory conversations with the Walt Disney Corporation about restarting the remainder of its season at Disney's ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex in Orlando, Florida, in late July, NBA spokesperson Mike Bass said Saturday. His full quote, the NBA in conjunction with the NBPA, the National Basketball Players Association, is engaged in exploratory conversations with the Walt Disney Company about restarting the 19-20 NBA season in late July at Disney's ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex in Florida as a single site for an NBA campus for games, practices, and housing, Bass said. Our priority continues to be the health and safety of all involved, and we are working with public health experts and government officials on a comprehensive set of guidelines to ensure that appropriate medical protocols and protections are in place. So that's number one, right? Those things there are number one. So they are in these exploratory conversations that we already knew were happening. It was down to LA and Orlando, Vegas and Orlando, and mixed in a little bit of Houston as a possibility. That was real. Houston was real. But this is what you have now. And now you look at what they're saying here, and then the Sam Amick comes back with something about Orlando remaining on track. They put out their story that they ran on Wednesday. The Adrian Wojnarowski, the NBA's plan to resume the 19-20 season are taking shape. July looks to be it. Can they get through it? The survey that the GMs have for this possible return is crazy. I mean, not crazy in a bad way, but it's something that is, in fact, real as we look at things. And I'm pulling it up right now because there were a bunch of things in here that I wanted to share with everyone. He had this whole guideline of how things would go. Two-step approach to start the season. Two-week training camp in teams market. So Phillies, the Sixers would be here at the training facility in Camden. Then a two-week quarantine training camp in Orlando. Players are resistant to the full nasal swab coronavirus test. As a result, the league is working on acquiring more comfortable testing via saliva or via the tip of the nose. Okay. Once in the bubble site, teams could share support services. This includes doctors and security personnel to lessen the number of people involved. It's important because of the doctor situation, not having too many people in one place, right? Look how it is in all the places that you guys go. How it is here at the Fanatic, where Dylan is in there in his studio. I'm in here in my studio. No one else is here in the building. That's just how they want it. Right now, here are some of the other things. The survey late Friday night with the GMs. Season formats for consideration. Advance directly to the playoffs. 16 teams, 4 rounds, best of 7 series with the postseason teams based on standings as of March 12th. If that is the case, the 76ers with first round matchup would be the Boston Celtics. I want them to bring, and I know, I'm reaching on this. I know why it's 7 games. It's because of the TV revenue and the ticket sales in the building, the parking, the revenue overall that they get, right, from parking, concessions, tickets, suites, all of that. It's a pipe dream. I like the 5 games series. It's not going to happen. It's going to be 7 game series. Here's another. A playoff plus option. Expanding the number of teams with the opportunity to play either through holding a play-in tournament to determine the final seeds in playoffs to be played by bubble teams or replacing the first round of the playoffs with a group stage. What do you think about that one, Dill? You heard it all, or you need me to read it again?
No, yeah, basically they do like a group stage, like what they do in the World Cup, you'll be in a, put in a, like you'll be group, Sixers will be group A, and they'll be grouped with like the Nets and a few other teams, and the two best teams from that group move on.
Right. So, the bubble teams with the teams on the back end, like the 7 and 8 seeds in each conference, probably during that playoff style, or maybe expanded to 9-10. So it'd be 7, 8, 9, 10, who ultimately gets in and all of that. If playoff plus, how many teams should return to play? 18, 20, 22, or 24? See you again.
I don't want to do 24.
9 and 10, right? You know what I'm saying?
I don't want 24 teams in the playoffs. Right,
so,
I mean,
so would you go 1 and 2 in each conference? So if you have 9 and 10 are now playoff teams in the East and West, that's 18. Or do you expand it to 12? In each.
I
would say if you do expand it, 18 max.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, 24.
Because they don't belong in the playoffs in the first place.
Because then there's only 6 teams that aren't making the playoffs, and you're going to have some really bad teams in the playoffs.
They don't belong.
You're going to have teams with, like, really bad losing records, not just, like, around 500. Yes. You're going to have teams that are, like,
Chicago.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to have.
There's no reason for them to be in the playoffs.
You don't need that. Like, let me look at the standings right now. If we were to go to that run right there, the playoff plus with 18, if you look at the standings right now, that would mean the Washington Wizards and the Charlotte Hornets would be 9 and 10. At 24 and 20 and 23 and 42. No. Now, but when you look at the West, Portland and New Orleans, 29 and 37, 28 and 36. Is there that much of a difference? Not, I mean, what, 4 games in the win column? But you would just say that, we've seen New Orleans make the push. Portland, we know with Dame and all that stuff, they made their in. Can you really make a case for those teams?
Is it worth having those kind of mediocre teams in there to also then have the really bad teams in the East that would then make it?
No. No, because all you're going to do is knock those guys out right away for those teams, and it's going to be a waste for them. Resume regular season with all 30 teams. All teams play same number of games. So the Sixers right now are at 65. Sixers are at 65. The Lakers are at 63. Yeah, it would have to be a certain number of games that you would put out there because there are too many teams that have more or less than others, right? More or less than others, so they can't do that. The Clippers are at 64. The Lakers are at 63. The Nuggets are at 65. The Sixers are at 65. Yeah, you have to come up with a set number for all 30 teams. So then you go to regular season with all 30 teams plus play-in, which is all teams play same number of games followed by a play-in tournament for the final seed slash seeds and traditional playoffs. Wait a minute. Same number of games, let's say 10, followed by a play-in tournament for the final seeds and traditional playoff. So that would mean the Mavericks and the Grizzlies at 7-8, maybe with the Blazers and the Pelicans once again. Then you jump to another one, and we'll get back to the phones. We have people, of course, want to talk about this stuff. 610-632-0975. I just want to lay it out for everyone. Playoff plus. Play-in format options. Here it is. Play-in tournament featuring bubble teams for 8th seed. Play-in tournament for 7th and 8th seed. See, this is already too much. Or group stage that replaces first round of playoffs and all participating in groups. Each team plays 2 games against each group opponent. And top 2 teams from each group advances to the traditional second round. No, I'm out on that. It's just too much. You're overthinking it at that point. No, look, I appreciate that they're doing that, but I don't need that anymore. Scrimmage games prior to any restart. 2, 3, 4, or 5. You're going to need some scrimmage games. The question is, I guess the only thing really is, because why would the Minnesota Timberwolves and why would the Cleveland Cavaliers at 19-45 and 19-46 want to participate in anything like this when they have no shot? Why would they then want to expose their players and staff in the event that something happens with the coronavirus, right, getting into that bubble that they have? Why would they want to expose those people to an atmosphere like that if something were to happen? So that would just be like, no, I'm not doing that. I don't want to do that.
If I'm Kevin Love, I have no interest in trying.
I'm 19-46.
Yeah. If we're not going to win, I don't want to have to like waste my time and risk my health for this.
And not just health with the coronavirus. What if you get hurt? And then it's a severe injury just because you came back to play in the scrimmage setting to help the other teams that are going to the playoffs. What am I helping them for? I don't want to help them. No. Total regular season games, 72 or 76. Once again, Sixers are already at 65. Let's go to the Clippers and the Nuggets. 65, 64, the Lakers are at 63. So that means 72, Lakers are going to have 9 more games. Clippers will have 8. And the Nuggets have 7. Do you look at that as an advantage for anyone? All right, traditional format. East, West, or reseed. I might not mind this one. Traditional East, West, Dylan, or reset all teams. Still the 16. Nobody else is getting in. At least I think. I'm thinking the traditional playoffs where you are right now, 8 in each conference, 16 teams. Traditional East, West, or reseed all the teams. I might like that one.
Yeah, you definitely end up with a better product.
I might like that one. Now you're going to make me reseed all the teams during a commercial break.
No, if they do,
and see where we are.
No, if they do that, it works. It might be something that just kind of sticks. I mean, when you make changes.
Well, no, you know why? Because they already have an issue when this has been brought up before. Travel. What if Portland has to play the Orlando Magic and has to fly cross country? That type of thing. If it's not the NBA Finals, they don't want to do that with the travel things that they would have to deal with. 610-632-0975. Last possible date for finish, Labor Day, September 15th, October 1st, October 15th, or November 1st. Well, if you want the NBA to start on December 25th, you're going to have to get this thing done by no later than September 15th. Maybe October 1st. Maybe as a stretch. September 15th has to be the last day because you still want to give them, even though they've had this time off, you want to give them that time off, the playoff teams, to be able to rest a little bit, have a few months before they get back to training camp in November, early November, to start off. And then the season starts on December 25th. So,
also, there's a ton of off-season stuff you're going to have to take care of. You're going to have to do free agency. You're going to have to do the draft.
Yep.
I mean, you can't just like...
When is the draft?
It's going to have to be after.
Do you have to have
this?
The draft after the free agency? Because I think some in the league would like, just like the NFL does, free agency first and then the draft. I happen to like it the way it is, but I would be curious to see if you did free agency first, then the draft, how things would play out and what that may do for future references for the NBA. So that's what's out there, courtesy of Shyam Charania, of what has been given to him according to sources with all of these possibilities: playoffs, playoff plus, regular season season with all 30 teams, regular season with all 30 teams plus play-in, 72 or 76 regular season games, reseed all the teams. That's what I'm going to do during the break. 610-632-0975. Man, that's a lot. Let's go to Shannon in Georgia to start this segment off here on the Fanatic. What's up, Shan?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys. Good to talk to you. It's funny that you're about to do some reseeding because, in my opinion, as probably one of the most passionate basketball fans there is out there, the only way that you can do this is you got to take all these darn teams and put them in a tournament for 6 weeks. You know, I mean, and once again, you don't, that whole format of having 7-game series, throw that crap out the window. You don't have enough time for all that, okay? But if they can get all, and you got to get all 30 teams in because this is all about TV revenue. And nobody cares about watching the Orlando Magic or some of these bottom feeder guys that are in right now. But I know people do care about watching Zion Williamson, about watching Stephen Curry, and maybe Klay Thompson can play. And who knows, maybe Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving can play. But if you're going to do that, don't tell me you're doing it for the cities, because there's not going to be any games played in Philadelphia. There's not going to be games played here in Atlanta. But if you're going to have a tournament like that and you want TV dollars, I want everybody represented. And I want a tournament of all the teams.
All 30.
I think that would be exciting because that's something different. It's something new, and that would be exciting.
I don't know that I want all 30. Would it be interesting? Yes, I'm going to watch it. I'm definitely going to watch it. In a situation like this, I can't say you're wrong just because of how the league was shut down. Now, we know Cleveland wasn't going to make the playoffs. The same for,
exactly.
We know the same for the Golden State Warriors and the Minnesota Timberwolves, but would the Golden State Warriors make some noise, Shannon, to your point, because Curry is healthy? Klay Thompson might now play. Draymond Green, Andrew Wiggins, Kevin Durant in Brooklyn, Kyrie Irving might be ready to play. Does that make things that much more interesting? But how can you put Cleveland in there? And I mean, Golden State at 15 wins, but you don't want to see Cleveland. Everybody, and to your point, everyone has to be available.
Everybody, because you just talked about it. Not everybody played the same amount of games. And I don't care about Cleveland and some of these other teams, but daggone it, if I'm the Pelicans, I got the number one TV draw in the NBA right now, and I was 2 games out of an eighth spot.
Yeah.
And you mean to tell me I'm not going to get in? The NBA can't be that stupid not to put that kid on national television if you're doing a tournament.
I hear you.
You can't be. You know, so I'd like to see that. And for me, I would rather see that than them try to play some regular season basketball games in Boise, Idaho or something. I could care less about that. But a tournament, that would be exciting, and that would be something that the country would go nuts about.
Quickly, do you like the Sixers in a tournament setting like that?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I like the Sixers. And I like them after they get some time for everybody to gel together. I think that would be good. I mean, yes. Bottom line, I think they would be a finalist.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, man, I appreciate it. Good to catch up with you. We'll definitely check in with you at some point, man. Thanks. 610-632-0975. Dallas at 40-27 already has 67 games in the books. So when I look at them at 40-27, 597 winning percentage, the Sixers at 39-26 with the Indiana Pacers, same record. They have 65 game in the books. They are at 600. So, right, Dill, what do you do when it comes to reseeding? Where do you go? Do you go to 600 because the Sixers and the Pacers are at 600 with two less games? Or do you go Dallas with the higher seeding than the Sixers and the Pacers because they have two more games at 597?
I feel like the only fair way to do it is by winning percentage. You can't account for them having different games. You can't account, would the Sixers have won these extra games? You can't do that, so you have to go by winning percentage.
So if you go there, then that means the Sixers, by my count so far, are the 11th seed in this 16-team tournament. Okay. Dallas will be a 12 seed, Indiana 10, because Indiana has the edge right now in the standings. 610-632-0975. Mitch in East Windsor. What's up, Mitch?
Devon, how you doing? Been good?
I'm good, man. Hanging in there. How about yourself?
Not bad. I've been a week's vacation. But, we're in lockdown, sort of.
Yeah, man.
I think it's scary.
Well, listen, hang in there and be careful.
It seemed like 2 weeks ago it was like a total opposite. I don't know. Have they found a vaccine? Did I miss something? It's all about the money.
Plays a big part in it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Unfortunately, I wish the money could buy cures. That's funny. Not really, but it's...
I know what you mean, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. These players, they're responsible for being in shape. I think it's too long. I only want to see the top 8 seeds. It seemed like more than 2 months ago where the season ended. It seems like such a long time we've had, spring training and basketball. I don't care about hockey. I'm sorry. Just being honest. I want to just go 1-8 and just play it out. Maybe best of 5. And just annoy the championship. I wish they could do the draft right now. My opinion. Because the football draft was pretty interesting in virtual. Just look up and online. See who's being drafted. I'm curious some of these one-and-dones. And hopefully they can do away without that rule. Get rid of that one-and-done bit.
Well, that's something that, that they're already exploring right now, and we'll see what ultimately happens with that, but that, that's been talked about quite a bit, man, with where they would go with that, with the one and done and how all that would play out. You see a lot of these players right now going into the G League and bypassing college, going into the G League and starting with the G League program that the NBA has in place.
Stick it to the NCAA. They're a big corporate. They all care about is their own profits. Too much talking. Don't talk. Don't try. You do. Right? They're all saying. Don't talk about it. Don't try. You don't try. You do it.
I hear you.
It shouldn't take long to change that law.
I hear you. I think part of it too, Mitch. Thanks for the call. You as well. Have a good one. That part of it is now that they're allowing players to make some money. What is it, the 2021, 22 seasons in college? They're now going to start allowing players to make a little bit of money out there on their own, right? Took them long enough to have something like that come into play. Took them long enough. Just call it for what it is. 610-632-0975. We laid out the playoff possibilities. Orlando Magic, the Orlando complex, it looks like right now, with Ramona Shelburne pointing out, Mike Bass saying, Disney's ESPN Wild World of Sports in Orlando, Florida, in late July. That's the exploratory conversations the NBA is currently having with the Walt Disney Corporation. And we laid out so many things that Shams Charania has out there from his sources, with the NBA GMs being surveyed and how they would like to move forward with the season. 610-632-0975. We'll continue with the best era of Philadelphia sports for you as we go along. And finally, I guess, we can finally share. We've had a busy first hour and a half. Share our side topic as well. 610-632-0975. Dylan McKinnon, Devon Givens with you until 3 on The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5. The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Fanatic. Von Givens with you until 3 o'clock on this Saturday afternoon. Hope you're having a good Memorial Day Saturday weekend. I mean, it's not much different than the last 2 months, except for you can go outside a little bit more, some restrictions, but you can go outside. So just be careful. We're with you until 3. D-line him at that time. Let me give you the lineup. D-line him at 3. She goes until 7 o'clock. And then Joey stays. Joe Stazak, 7 to 10 tonight on the Fanatic. So I think it's D-line him. Tyler Zuli's producing with D, I think. And then it's Joe Stazak with Pat Egan producing tonight, 7 to 10. All right. Here, Dylan and I, we did the quick matchup. I was one seed off, one playoff seed off for the 76ers because we went with the winning percentage. The 76ers would be the 12th seed in this reseed of all the teams of the 16 playoff squads. And guess who they would play in the first round? The Boston Celtics. So there's that. But if you advance, and if you go by, the NCAA bracket, the 5-12 would play the 4-13 seed, which would then be the Los Angeles Clippers and the Dallas Mavericks, the winner of that. So the Sixers would play the Mavericks. The Sixers would play the Mavericks, no, the Clippers, in the second round. Okay. Here's the thing, right? If you reseed like this, I don't know. It's interesting, though. It is interesting. What about the pool in general? All right, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. We wanted to give you, because we were talking about, we had a couple of calls. We wanted to bring up Ben Simmons and his health during the playoffs and all that stuff. Brett Brown spoke to the media. Dale, what was this on the 8th or the 15th? Which one was it? The 8th or the 15th when we talked to Brown? I don't even know anymore.
15th.
The 15th. All right, so it was last Friday. Here's Brett Brown on Ben Simmons and his possible return.
That timeline was always an interesting one, but the effort that he has put in, given where he was and the significance, you know, he hurt his back in a real way. He is to be praised and applauded in a real way, a significant way.
That's Brett Brown again during the conference call via Zoom with the Philadelphia media, talking about Ben Simmons and his return to the 76ers should they get into the playoffs. And with things looking the way they're looking currently, for the NBA, with the possibility of returning, it's going to be something that a lot of people, not only locally, a lot of people, when the national people start to also give their expectations of what the season is going to look like, and try to start to figure out what the playoffs are going to feel, who's going to advance, and those types of things, you know for a fact that the Sixers are going to be one of the teams that are discussed A lot. Okay? A lot. Could the Sixers make a run? All Brown and all Brand kept telling us, and Brown said it again, built for the playoffs. Now, a week before, Elton Brand spoke to the media as well via a conference call, not Zoom, but a conference call. And here's what Elton Brand had to say.
A quick update about Ben Simmons. He's doing really, really well. I give Ben and our medical staff a ton of credit for their hard work throughout his recovery, and give Ben so much credit for him, you know, working so hard through this unknown time. Fortunately, we've been able to arrange for him to continue to get the necessary treatment and rehab he needs during this hiatus, and I'm very optimistic he'll be ready to play if and when we're given that green light to resume.
All right, so you'll have your full complement of players, at least the starting five. Your full complement of players once the season returns, we think. Okay. I don't know. I'm curious. With this 16 reseed, or just do the straight up 7-game series for everyone in the playoffs. I mean, because, I mean, how do you do this when you do East West? If you do East West normal 1-8 each side, if you reseed, you know, what's the reseed now for the 16? Are you going tournament style? The NCAA is one game. They're not doing that. They're going to have a series. Okay. All right. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Josh in South Jersey next, that wants to talk about the playoff scenario that we just laid out. So many of them. Let's go to Josh next on the Fanatic. What's up, Josh?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on?
Before I get to it, I just have like a question. So, like, the NHL comes out with their thing with the 24 teams, essentially just saying shoo to the other ones. Now, what happens? Are they somehow getting, you know, a part of the revenue share for their missed action? Or are they just saying, sorry, it's just the pandemic, we missed the regular season?
I don't know. I mean, that's something that the NBA... See, the thing is, you can... So... Because I'm trying to think with the NBA. The NBA, possibly, Josh, is going to have to do their CBA over.
Right.
Because this is not something that's in their collective bargaining agreement, right?
For
so
sure.
there have already been talks that they have to do theirs over completely, because their calendar year is it restarts on July 1st. At the end of July, I mean, June 30th, July 1st, that's when the free agency gets underway. Summer League, that's totally different. The language is in there. Free agency, you can move the movement. None of that stuff states anything about playing. And right. I would have to think that the same is being said, Josh, with the NHL and how their CBA looks and what they're going to have to do, because to your question, we don't have an answer.
Sure. Well, okay, so... Here's my kind of like idea. So you keep in the NBA, you do the top 14 teams. Okay. The 14 teams will automatically go to the playoffs. And just to generate a little bit of revenue before heading into the actual playoffs, because we're running out of time. We can't do playoff or regular season games.
I agree with you.
You take the bottom 16 teams and you duke it out like NCAA style, Sweet 16. Right? And you take, I mean, listen, we're starving for sports. I don't care if it's the Hawks and the Sacramento Kings. We're going to be glued into that, right?
Oh, yeah, you will.
You take a Sweet 16 kind of like NBA tournament style just for the 15th and the 16th seed, right? They don't play each other. It's just the two finalists make the last two playoff spots. And then you do the 16 teams, no East and West. And you do a redraw. I think it'd be awesome. I'd be locked in.
Well, hold up. So, but if you do the 15-16 reseed where the Sixers are now the 12th instead of the 6th seed in the East,
Correct. Where
are they going after they play Boston? Are you saying they're going to play Boston in the 7-game series and then move on if they beat the Celtics to now play the Clippers in the next round in another 7-game series? Or are you going to go more of the NCAA style?
No. I'm saying once you get the 16, we're doing, 5 versus 12, but we're doing a redraw. So, for example, either way, I don't think it works out for us, because if you do a redraw, the 4-13 matchup, I think Dallas beats the Clippers, right? So,
Wow. We
would essentially have to play possibly like the Lakers in the second round. It doesn't work well for us, the Sixers, no matter how they do it, in my opinion.
It's wild, man. And that's why when they come out with all this stuff, I'm interested in seeing it, but I want to see the final product and what they decide they want to do. No question about it.
Hey, listen, just give me some basketball. We're running out of time. Hopefully they get it done. Listen, I will be glued in. I will watch every second, every dribble.
As will I. Are you in on the December 25th start?
Oh, for sure. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'm in on that one too. Listen, Josh, be good, man. Have a great weekend. Be safe. We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate you checking in. 610-632-0975. It's wild, man. it's wild what they're going to have. They might just have to leave it be. East, West, 1-8. Let's go. 610-632-0975. We keep it going. On the other side, we keep saying, maybe we'll get to our little side topic. We'll just throw it out there, ask the people what they think. Dylan McKinnon, Devon Givens, right here on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5, The Fanatic.
And if you guys missed last night as we talk about this, there was something that I brought up, and it was crazy. I was having a conversation. We were doing this last night. Dylan McKinnon here with us this Saturday afternoon. D-Line, I'm coming up at 3. Joey Stazak at 7. Antoine, we'll get to you in a second. Last night, as we talked about the possibility of an amnesty clause being incorporated into the league again after the season is completed, whenever it's completed, there was an article in The Athletic, on The Athletic, with Mike O'Connor, Jared Weiss, and another writer from Toronto, where they started to compare the young careers so far of, and Dylan, you didn't hear this, Simmons, Siakam, and Tatum. Where do those three young stars, up-and-coming stars, they already, all three of them are all-stars, all franchise players to a certain extent with their teams, where do they all rank? And we had a really good discussion last night with people trying to, you know, figure out. And once again, no one is wrong because they're all very, very good. Young stars up and coming in this league. 3 years, 4 years for Simmons and Siakam, 3 for Jason Tatum now in his young career, in their young careers. And they all are up and coming possible superstars in this league, right? And I was just having a conversation with my cousin as well about this because I went with Simmons. Where did I go last night? I think I went Simmons, Siakam, Tatum. And then Tyler went similar. Most callers had Simmons first, Tatum third, Siakam second. My two cousins reached out to me last night. They had Siakam, Tatum, Simmons. And the breakdown was all of them have careers that are just shooting up, all of them. And they're all different players. So as I looked at, again, just to kind of bring this back, to recycle it quickly, the breakdown that my one cousin pointed out was Siakam, number one, because here are the things that we have here, the bullet points. All around, MVP candidate, because he is, this season, still improving, proven champion, can guard 1 through 5. Tatum, professional scorer. That's a fact. He can score on anyone. Franchise player, still improving, and plays up to the moment in those big spots. Simmons, third. He is the most talented of the three. Top level defender, still improving, but he has the most flaws in his game. And he's not wrong. He's not wrong. So again, no one is wrong with how, I mean, not wrong with the most flaws in his game, because that is true. Ben Simmons, the one thing, the glaring thing that stands out is his shooting. So if Tatum is a below average defender, that can be overshadowed by what he does with the scoring, and you can hide him on defense. Simmons, when you don't shoot, how do you hide him within an offense when he's your second best player, an all-star, and a franchise level player? How do you hide that? You know what I'm saying? So that's where that goes. And right away, we get one on the text board from Nate in Southwest. He says, Tatum, Simmons, Siakam. So again, you see where it all, no one is wrong because they're all very good. 4 years for Simmons and Siakam, 3 years for Tatum. All-stars, an MVP candidate for Siakam, an all-defensive first team, in my opinion, in Simmons, and again, the best scorer of the three, Jason Tatum. You need those players. Q in Center City last night, when he jumped in, and Twan, we'll get to you in 1 second. Keel, when he jumped in Center City late last night when we were having this conversation, says he then thinks Simmons is the easiest to build around. And I disagree. I think Siakam is the easiest to build around because of the flaws of Simmons. I think they're all wing players, all three of them. The only problem with the wing of Simmons is he doesn't shoot. Not that he can't. We don't know that he can't. He doesn't. The other two, I think, are easiest to build around because all three, you need shooters around them because that's today's league. That's what makes them unique, all three of them, with what they do, even though Tatum is more of a, you can take him back to the 90s and just let him go to work as a scorer, right? You can put him in the 80s and let him go back to work and he's a scorer. That's what he does. That is what he does. He flat out rips it apart offensively. Whatever way you want it, he can give it to you. Siakam, now you're looking at a guy who can just do a whole bunch of different things. Simmons, you can look at a guy who do a whole bunch of different things. But when it gets to the half court set, there's a problem there. So that was just a fun talk we had last night that I'm bringing back just for this segment, just to let people know what we got into a bit last night, to get Dylan's thoughts as we go along, to see what Twan has to say about it. We just got Nate in Southwest on the text board with Tatum, Simmons, Siakam. That's tough. That's tough. There's a discussion. It's not an argument. There's a good debate in every one of these, how you rank these guys. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Antoine on the Sales Promise next on the Fanatic. What's up, Twan?
Hey, what's going on, man? I just had to clear something up from the other night when we talked about LeBron and Pippen and all that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I never said that Pippen was better. But what I said was, if you look at the numbers at that point in time, besides the points, Pippen was doing exactly what LeBron was doing. So my thing is, how can you overlook certain people like that of the early the 90s that were just like that and say, oh, LeBron is way better because he had less to work with. And I'm sitting here like, Iverson had less to work with the Sixers. So everybody keeps saying LeBron had less. Pippen put up numbers. Not going to say they were identical, like 80 points a game or whatever, but they were, Pippen was doing what LeBron was doing. That's all I'm saying. LeBron is better. I would take LeBron over Pippen.
Mm-hmm. Now, so just to let everybody know, this is from the conversation we had, what was that, Monday night?
Monday night
when I put the show together talking about old school basketball versus new school basketball, and yeah, we paired up, I just threw some names, paired up a lot of different guys together, and I had Pippen and Durant paired up with one another. And but we also were talking about with Twan, when Twan brought up Pippen and LeBron and the similarities that they had in their games, just to let everybody know, Twan.
Now, back to what you were saying, I think Ben probably, would be the easiest, only because he's more of a person that wants to pass the ball. Yes, everybody needs points. So if I have somebody that's willing to pass but can also score, I would have to say, like, Simmons would be my number one. Tatum would be number two. And honestly, would people look at Siakam if he didn't win the championship? So Siakam is one, that's my 1-2-3. If Siakam did not win that championship, would we look at him the same
way?
Well,
it's tough, though, because he did win it. And he had a hand in it. So we can't even revisit that way because he did it. And he played a big part in it. And then he took the jump after Kawhi left to be an MVP candidate, a first, second team All-NBA player, and an All-Star in his fourth year. And when, like you just pointed out, 27th overall pick, no one thought he would be this. Here he is in the conversation with Simmons and Tatum, who we thought would be who they are.
Okay, well, like I said, I mean, I would probably look at Simmons as somebody that's a distributor. He's passing the ball.
Now, the only thing with Siakam in terms of your passing that you're speaking of is Kyle Lowry has the ball majority of the time. Then number two is going to be Fred VanVleet. Siakam is not going to have the ball that much to do it, so he gives you 7-plus rebounds, 4-plus assists, where we've seen him get those high number assists to go with the rebounds and the points, of course. So I can't say that he can't do it in terms of the passing. Like Ben, we just know Ben, that's his number one focus as a passer, as a basketball player. He wants to distribute the ball.
Just real fast before you go, break them down. Let's put them on a fair team. Let's say if you put them on a LeBron team or a Phoenix team,
You see what I mean? I'm trying to find a team.
You mean
that
a Phoenix team right now?
If you could put them on a team, even a board out, and put them on a team that has points.
All right, let's just say an expansion team. We put them on an expansion team. Go ahead.
Okay. So you're looking for, he's your scorer, right? He's your all-around player.
Siakam.
Siakam? Yeah. Is he your all-around player? Are you taking Siakam or Ben?
I said I would take Ben, but others, okay. And I can't, but I'm saying, Tuan, the debate is good. No one is wrong. If you take Siakam over right. Ben, you're not wrong. Or you flat out think that's just wrong.
Lord, I would have to see what he can do without, you know, a Kyle Lowry passing him the ball. I would have to see what he can. We've seen what Ben did without Embiid.
Yes.
And we've seen what Ben does when Embiid is on the court.
All right, so Siakam got off to the great start when Kyle Lowry got hurt in the beginning of the season. And he just kept it going when Kyle came back.
Okay, I didn't even want I'll be honest
yeah,
with you.
Yeah, Kyle was out. He was injured for a bit, and it was Siakam and Van Vliet really putting in the work.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. But again, Tuan, no one's wrong. That's the great thing. And here's the beauty of it. We're having this conversation about one of your players, that's definitely a good thing.
True.
Yeah.
So true.
Yeah, no doubt. Listen, man, have a great weekend.
You
and
too.
We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate it, Tuan. 610-632-0975. We'll keep this conversation going. Fun little debate. D-Line, I'm in at 3. I'm taking you up into that time. Joe Stazak at 7. We'll keep this going, and we'll, you know, introduce the have a little side topic fun as well when we get back right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.